With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In the NBA, the Boston Celtics earned a come-from-behind win over the Cleveland Cavaliers in the first of back-to-back games between the two teams.
The Celtics rallied from 15 points down to beat the Cavaliers 120-113. Boston claimed its first lead just before halftime and outscored the visitors 61-53 in the second half. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown scored 25 apiece, and Kristaps Porzingis added 21.
They punched first, and we took the punch on the chin and started to bring ourselves back in the game.
Donovan Mitchell had a game-high 29 points for Cleveland. Geffen Coolbaugh, Boston.
Other winners last night included Denver, Dallas, Phoenix, and the L.A. Clippers. Men's top 25 college basketball winners were 12th-ranked Tennessee and number 21, Duke. This is SRN Sports. In the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs trounced the New York Rangers 7-3.
The Toronto Maple Leafs scored four first-period goals and went on to beat the Rangers 7-3. Auston Matthews scored twice for 21 on the season. He added two assists.
I thought in the first we were just above them, had good gaps. They were breaking pucks out smoothly, and we were coming at them with a lot of speed. And that was a big key for our success there in the first.
Mitchell Marner's second goal on the power play early in the third made it 5-3 as the Leafs were on their way to being 5-0-2 in their last seven. The Rangers remain on top of the Metropolitan Division with 39 points. Mike Mancuso, New York.
Other winners were Carolina, Pittsburgh, Detroit, Nashville, Vancouver, Seattle, Vegas, Edmonton, and San Jose. Off the ice, the St. Louis Blues lost more than a game last night. They fired coach Craig Berube hours after their 6-4 loss to the Detroit Red Wings. This is SRN Sports.